Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, August the 7th, 2008. Flying at you with all the geek and none of the weight. Billy Flynn headbanging over here already. Man, yeah. He is motivated. You got motivation just pouring out of your pores today, man. Jumping out of that chair ready to do this show. I can see it.
Bring it!
Exactly. It's like, oh, whoa!
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 Yeah, there it goes. Okay.
The Thursday. Trifecta there is what you needed.
Yeah. Thursday is of course, Patio Books Day.
So
we got some big-ass Patio Books news today, so we're going to get to that in addition to all of our usual stuff brought to you by, as always, my friend, my co-host, uber-producer, Billy Flynn.
Another pointless day where I accomplish nothing.
God, that does sound good.
Doesn't it?
Man,
that's all
man,
I want to do today, man. Oh, I'm having a lazy day.
You are. You're having a... Well, I am too, but then again, I always do. I'm the vicar.
That kid, like, tries too hard. The whole thing smacks of effort, man.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, what's up with that?
I know.
God.
Wow. Okay, well, here we go. It's Thursday. It's almost the weekend. That's damned exciting. But you know what's more exciting?
What?
The GRD TV page.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
There's a lot of reality, sir.
No, I thought you said it was exciting. You can't
I
go.
Know.
It's exciting.
Well, I lied.
Oh.
It's what I do.
Okay.
Winners are being announced on both So You Think You Can Dance and Last Comic Standing. Okay. Over on Last Comic, by the way, Barack Obama and John McCain have taped what NBC says are quote-unquote funny campaign ads just for tonight's season finale.
Really?
Remember when presidential candidates had dignity?
Yeah.
Well, they're sharing the screen tonight with Triumph, the insult comic dog.
Oh, yeah.
And John Lovitz.
A kid.
So...
Sure.
You know, what better company?
Why not? Tonight on ABC, it's some rerun of Grey's Anatomy, the season finale of Hopkins, so you can get all your medical drama.
Yeah.
And for those of you locally, at 8 o'clock, it's the Best of Richmond.
Ooh, the absolute best? So
apparently
we're in that,
so.
Then.
Richmond Magazine's best and worst issue, restaurants, venues for live music,
oh, really?
Etc.
What channel is that on?
ABC, which here is what? Channel 8? Channel 8.
Is it really on ABC?
Yep.
Oh, hells, I do have to take that, yo.
See, there
all right,
you go.
Anyway. On IFC, the Independent Film Channel, a new documentary called Larry Flint, The Right to be Left Alone.
Leave me alone! Get off my lawn!
Oh, my, you're going to bring that
That's
out.
That's the sequel.
USA Burn Notice, by the way, on tonight, too.
Okay, tonight on the CW, it's the rerun of Smallville in which Kara decides to teach Clark how to fly. Let me spoil this for you. She doesn't.
Oh, no. CMT, Country Music Television, you can watch the 20 greatest redneck moments.
Oh, yeah, good, good.
How about that?
Tonight, BET brings us the underrated, not as good as it wants to be, but still fun, Vampire in Brooklyn. Eddie Murphy, Angela Bassett,
mm-hmm.
Wes Craven directing. Thank
mm-hmm.
you. I enjoyed
Over
that.
On E, you got the Rachel Ray True Hollywood Story. But do I get to see what I really want to see, which is her all
cooking
slathered
Justin
down
Amber?
In maple syrup?
Oh.
I don't know.
Probably not.
Hmm.
For that, you might want to turn over to AMC American Movie Classics as they show 1996's The Birdcage.
Ah, well, that's true. Or Karate Kid 2. There's waxing on and there's...
And there's waxing off.
Right.
Tonight on FX Channel, it is XXX, Triple X, State of the Union.
Ooh,
the
that
movie,
wasn't good.
Vin Diesel said, you know, I don't need to do this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, the movie that Vin Diesel goes, wow, no thanks. Too.
And, you know, someone should really wake you up on that if he says, Spike TV tonight has a TNA Impact.
Oh, you scared me a little
it's
bit.
Because it's all in capitals.
Oh, is that okay?
VH1 is showing the outstandingly great Eminem Kim Basinger 8 Mile. That movie is phenomenal.
I've not seen it, I admit.
You should. Turner Classic Movies has 1936's Camille, but if we're watching anything, it's over on that there Lifetime Television
for Women.
Thanks for joining me today.
All right, no problem.
Tonight, a troublemaker influences her new friend's behavior.
Damn it.
Tonight, Holly Hunter
and
Evan Rachel Wood star in 13. Okay. Now, it's not a Lifetime movie, but Holly Hunter.
Oh, and it's
you.
On Lifetime, so never mind. I was about to say that is worth watching because Holly gets about as naked as she can get
she
in this
does.
Movie. But you're not going to see it. On Lifetime.
Oh, see?
So, yeah.
See, that's just sexism
Sorry
right there
that.
Going
you done
on.
With this?
No, I'm
going to
need
funny,
that for
sir,
later. No.
We'll
Come on, dude. I'm running so far behind you.
Yeah, I know. You're right. I shouldn't have even asked. So,
no.
Oh, well. There it is. Okay. Cool. Let's look in the mailbag.
It's here. Listen up. It's time for mail call.
Not a whole lot today. Tall Trent, however, dropped us a note, and that's always smooth like
Thank
butter.
Thank you, sir.
He says, hey, a Cthulhu movie with Tori Spelling? Why did you even bring this to our attention? So I went over to Netflix and checked it out, and in doing so, I noticed there were two reviews, both of them 5 stars.
Really?
Yes. Apparently the cult has gone deeper than we knew. Hard to believe, but I guess I will check it out when it arrives on DVD. Maybe I'll wear my Mythos Green t-shirt when I watch it.
That would be
still
awesome.
Now, I find a little disturbing the end of his letter, which says, still enjoying the show. Paul Trent.
Why would that be a bad thing?
What does
thing?
That mean?
That means
mean?
That he's he has been enjoying the show, and he still is.
Yeah, but it sounds like he's about to quit, doesn't it?
Well, we
still enjoying it.
You brought
but,
to his attention
you know,
that
this but
Tori Spelling in a Cthulhu movie.
Yeah,
even though you
so.
Brought that to my attention, and he's going to watch it, he still enjoys the show, regardless of the fact
I
you're making him watch a Tori Spelling.
What was wrong
film.
With Tori Spelling? Because you look at her face, and there's just
it's
something
just
wrong.
It's just off.
Ann Smith Taint.
Really?
See, it makes sense.
Yes, it does.
And I got to say taint on the show.
You did. And
so,
I know you've been working for that for a long
nice.
Time.
Yeah, that's always nice. Hey, if you want to drop us an email, we would love to get one because one lousy email, crap on a hat, guys. We need something in the mailbag. So write to us, would you, over at podcast or Billy Flynn or Vicar or the Bruce.
Wow.
At geekradiodaily.com.
You have options.
Maybe write a different letter to each one of us.
Ooh, that you
expressing
could...
Expressing in different ways your love for us.
And in each email that you send could have like a special sentence that you got to have all four emails to get those four sentences together for a secret message. Ha?
Like a play Misty for me kind of thing, though.
Yeah.
I think it would backfire in a huge way. You think so?
Well, only if it got some hot chick stalking us.
Anyway, Tall Trent, by the way, later. From the forums over at geekradiodaily.com, which you guys need to be on as well because there's an awful lot of
Come
coolness
on
going
down.
On over there. Quickly, before we move on to the next segment, let me say happy birthday to Charlize Theron.
Oh, happy birthday, Charlize.
She's not fine, so I don't know why I'm doing this stupid
accent. Because she sounds like she would be.
33 years old today. She's 33.
Is that all?
Yeah.
God.
David
Bless
Duchovny,
it.
On the other hand, 48 years old.
David
he
Duchovny.
Celebrates his birthday
Woo,
today.
That's my boy right there.
And Wayne Knight.
Wayne,
53 years old today. Happy birthday, Newman, because it doesn't matter what else you ever do in your career.
Nope.
You're Newman.
Absolutely. It doesn't matter you're in Jurassic Park.
Even the movies you've been in. Even the movies we know that you've been in.
Doesn't
you're
matter.
Still Newman.
Exactly.
All right, so it's
Hello,
Thursday.
Hello, Newman.
So we got patio books on the way. Also, of course, news of the Geekly all coming up on this here Thursday, August 7th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Hello. This is Johannes Gainsfleisch Zurladen Zum Gutenberg, the inventor of printing press, movable type, and beer. After I invented the beer, I printed the Bible just to hedge my bets. One thing I did not invent was the patiobooks.com. I think you need the Apple Pod or a computation device to listen to this patiobook thing. Many famous authors, none as famous as me, of course, have their work published over there for free download. My Bible and beer you need to pay for, of course. Audiobooks.com. The future of audio movable type in your ear. Audiobooks.com.
Geek Radio Daily, Thursday, August the 7th, 2008. All of your geek, just for you, without the waiting.
That guy next to you?
There's
it's
no
not
wait.
For him.
You don't need any of that waiting.
It's just for you.
Oh, no.
Because you're in the club.
That's right.
Yeah.
Flynn and the Vicar coming at you, baby, on Thursday with your brand new news from Patio Books.
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
Y'all wants that free audio fiction? Well, non-fiction too, actually. Patiobooks.com gots it. What?
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 Up into his,
right.
He say what?
Here's what's new this week. Oh, by the way, we want to go back and forth
yeah,
with this.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, award-winning authors and patio author, I'm sorry, God.
Award-nominated authors and patio book
authors. And patio book authors. T. Morris and the ridiculously hot Philippa Ballantyne have teamed up for Double Trouble, unique celebration and promotion for their summer releases, The Case of the Pitcher's Pendant, Billabong Batting's Mystery, and Digital Magic. Morris and Ballantyne asking their fans to make Double Trouble on Amazon. Order the new books on August 8th, tomorrow, anytime after 8 a.m. Pacific, and send these titles to the top of the Amazon charts, baby!
That's right. Show them the power you have.
That's right. To build up anticipation, the authors have released their new novels as downloads on their websites, encouraging bloggers, podcasters, and readers to share the free books with others. So there you go. The downloads for The Case of the Pitcher's Pendant and Digital Magic of have totaled beyond 50,000, still averaging for each book 2,000 downloads a day. Don't forget the date, tomorrow, August 8:08, anytime after 8 a.m. Pacific time to buy the books, baby. See you on Friday.
Yeah, and then make sure you get yourself that cast, because I could listen to Philippa Ballantyne so talk all day long.
Shit.
New York Times best-selling author Karen Marie Moning releases the audiobook podcast of her first novel in her Fever series, Dark Fever. This is the very first joint effort between Bantam Dell and one of its authors to release the full version of a book for free as a podcast. Michaela Lane's life is good. She has great friends, a decent job, and a car that breaks down every other week or so. But when her sister is murdered, leaving a single clue to her death, a cryptic message on Mac's cell phone, Mac journeys to Ireland in search of answers. The quest to find her sister's killer draws her into a shadowy realm where nothing is as it seems.
There you go. Dark Fever. Karen Marie Moning. I'm guessing that's how you pronounce that, too. I don't know. Correct us if we're wrong. Finally, Jeff White's latest book, The Trolls of Lake Maybe Wanna Poopy. Adds to your children's selection over there on Patio Books.
Sure.
It is a children's book. You may think you know about high school principals.
But you,
may
you know
think
Jack.
You know about high society poodles. If you've done some reading about the world, you may know a thing or two about superheroes. And if you're very imaginative, you may think you know a thing or two about trolls. And if you hang out with undesirable crowds, you may even know a thing or two about belching. But none of that will prepare you for the trolls of Lake Maybe Wanna Poopy. Jeff White's latest book. It is a child, it is a family-friendly, whatever, all-ages book.
Right.
So there you go.
Okay.
Jeff White's Trolls of Lake Maybe Wanna Poopy. It is funny.
It is.
Karen Marie Moning's Dark Fever, and, of course, T. Morris's Case of the Pitcher's Pendant, Billabub Batting's Mystery, and the delectable Philippa Ballantyne's Digital Magic. All new news this week from Patio Books. Jump over to patiobooks.com to check out the magic.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
I don't know what you wanted.
I don't know.
I don't know what you're. I don't have a Doug Henning drop. It's magic. Geek news! Taking a look at the world from a freaking geeky perspective on my lazy freaking Thursday.
Damn right.
So that Justice League of America movie?
Yeah?
Well, it seems like George Miller's telling an Australian newspaper that the film may be back on.
The hell does he know?
What does he know? Because, you know, we just got the news about the Green Lantern movie being in development, which just means someone said, yeah, you could make a movie, but haven't done anything.
Right.
We've been talking, you know, Dark Knight's making ignorant amounts of money, and they thought, well, let's get serious versions. But no, according to him, he told the Herald Sun that the production for the film had been moved away from Australia and postponed and will apparently begin filming next year.
Uh-huh.
How does that tie into everything else that Warner Brothers said they were doing? Who the hell knows?
It means George on crack.
Maybe.
That's what it means. Johnny Depp, this is by the way from IGN, Johnny Depp and Tim Burton indeed reuniting as though they're ever separated from the hip for the live-action performance capture adaptation of Alice in Wonderland. It is going to happen. I know this has been rumored a while. Entertainment Weekly has confirmed it. Live-action Alice jumps down a rabbit hole, and then it turns into the motion capture freakiness. The big question is whether Depp himself will don a Hatter outfit or just lend his voice to a computer-generated version. Alice in Wonderland expected to begin filming early next year for a 2010 release.
Ooh, okay. Well, this season on CSI, we're going to have Les William Peterson. He's going to be stepping away a little bit. They say they're not killing off the character of Gil Grissom, but they do need to replace him with somebody. They've been searching, and while the producers were looking for people like John Malkovich or Kurt Russell to take over, allegedly they've settled on Lawrence Fishburne.
Oh.
Lawrence Fishburne is going to be a doctor/scientist outsider to the CSI unit who has the same genetic profile as a serial killer, but hasn't previously acted on any homicidal impulses. So to make CSI relevant, they're making it Dexter. Sure.
Okay.
Why not?
From io9.com, Saturday's failure to launch was a third upset in a row for SpaceX. I guess it's not Space 10. SpaceX,
no.
The company founded in 2002, blah, blah. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The important thing is the ashes of 208 individuals who were awaiting their ultimate fate in the cosmos. They were going to be sent off into space. Their remains, well, didn't make it. They're not going, including Scotty.
Oh.
James Doohan, the original Scotty from Star Trek, among those 208, and it isn't going to happen.
Didn't I read that some
fly.
Of the people or some of the ashes are now missing, I thought I read in that story?
I didn't read that far. I'm lazy, too.
Well, then, what has to be a joke, and I'm only going to report it as a joke, says that Lionsgate's film secretly acquired the rights to produce a Zork movie just a few years ago, and allegedly they're going to make it a text game. They are going to have it in a first-person perspective and have Morgan Freeman narrate you the text that you would see on the screen. It's the greatest joke ever. It looks like a serious story. It really, really does. They've got a screenshot of just nothing but text, green text, for like Zork was. Yeah. If this is real in any way, shape, or form, I'm surprised Uwe Boll's not attached, but I just thought that was incredibly funny. And Morgan, like I said, I'm lazy today.
Morgan Freeman's woman divorcing him, too.
I know.
Oh, was What's it up about with that? The car wreck? Because I've heard that there was a young lady
maybe.
With him.
Why do you yeah,
in
right?
the car, and that it is tied in. Is
and
what
she
I've
called.
Heard.
He called her. She called him on the phone. He's like, "What's up?" And he's like, "I know you're with that woman. I'm divorcing you." No. Oh, and he lost control. That's
damn,
how that worked.
Could be. All right. Anyway, that's time. So let's go ahead and wrap up the lowest energy GRD show ever.
Sorry.
Geek Radio. Oh, me too, dude. Geek Radio Daily. This is me, Low Energy. It's a production of Real Media Radio Network. Subscribe through iTunes. Please review us, but not today. Not based on today's program. Please.
No.
Join the forums over at geekradiodaily.com. Don't miss GRD Weekly. Geek Radio Daily licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 U.S. license. Email us, please, at podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, or The Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
But it wasn't real.
Your mind makes it real.
If you're killed in the Matrix, you die here.
The body cannot live without the mind.